The EntertainmentEarth.com podcast, and for the opinions of EntertainmentEarth's employees, affiliates, you may not be alone, so...
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. This is the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, April 17th, 2009. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to tell you about movies and TV and all kinds of fun. So let's get to it. At the movies, last weekend, let's see here. The top movie was Hannah Montana with $32.3 million. It was followed by Fast and Furious with $27.2 million. Monsters vs. Aliens had $21.8 million, Observe and Report $11.0 million, and Knowing had $6 million. New this week at the box office, 17 again, State of Play, Crank, High Voltage, America Violet, or American Violet. Either way, there will be violets in America. Golden Boy, Sleep Dealer, Is Anyone There? Anybody There? And Lemon Tree. TV, G.I. Joe Resolute is starting on Adult Swim on April 17th. Hey, that's tonight. And it'll be 5 minutes long per episode. The finale, I believe, I heard was 10 minutes, and it'll be over in about a week. Shout Factory confirmed they're doing Transformers, G.I. Joe, and My Little Pony DVDs, if you didn't already hear it. Good news, Hasbro toy fans! Toys. Terminator Salvation movie toys are hitting now from Playmates. There are 3¾-inch figures, 6-inch figures, vehicles, and some roleplay items. Star Trek, their movie stuff is hitting too. The same kind of stuff as Terminator, and play sets and vehicles. They're out there. Transformers, Botcon Razor Claw has been leaked. It looks to be a Leo Breaker in Predacon colors. Also, the Comic-Con exclusive metallic Optimus Prime Mighty Mug has been revealed. This will be sold at Hasbro Toy Shop. Dexter, Biff Bang Pow confirmed they'll be doing Lieutenant Maria Lagretta is a bobblehead. I may have mispronounced that, but I don't watch the show, so I don't know any better. I also don't speak Spanish. DC Universe, there's going to be a Supergirl versus Lex Luthor 6-inch action figure set coming. No picture yet. Star Wars, a lot of new Clone Wars and Clone Wars action figures and movie battle packs and comic packs have been added. So now you can see Lumaya, the Gelagrub from Revenge of the Sith. All kinds of new clone troopers, tank gunners, important stuff. You should go to your favorite StarWars.com today and look for pictures of these fantastic new items. Or else. Before I move on, I have been asked by a lot of people, how are this new Star Trek toys from Playmates? And the answer is, kind of a mixed bag. If you bought the 1990s Playmates Star Trek figures, you might recall that they had slightly larger heads and slightly larger hands in order to be better toys. The heads convey the personality, the hands, of course, can hold the accessories. These new figures seem to have slightly smaller heads, and the likenesses are all over the place. For example, the Leonard Nimoy original Spock looks pretty good. The articulation's kind of lacking, though. While on the Captain Kirk figure, the articulation's fantastic in both sizes, but the head almost looks like they didn't cast the actor when they started making it. So, depending on the figures that you like, they could be great. Eric Bana looks pretty good. Chekhov looks all right. Sulu looks okay. McCoy looks pretty good. Kirk, not so much. The vehicles look all right, and the roleplay items look fantastic, actually. If you like phasers and communicators and tricorders and ships, I think you'll be in luck. The playsets look like they're all right, but I haven't got them out of the box yet to look, so who knows? But, yeah, I'd say it's worth taking a look at these fine items and deciding if you want to add them to your collection. Future waves are still kind of unannounced, so hopefully we'll have more information on that very soon for you. But the Star Trek movie is, of course, coming out in a few weeks. Wolverine will be coming out first, and those toys are also out there to take a look at or order online today. So there you go. It's going to be a good May for licensed toy movies. New at Entertainment Earth! Our 13th anniversary sale marches on! You can order hundreds of items at the lowest prices ever, and if you order in-stock items right now and you spend $49, we'll give you a free Star Wars General Grievous mug, no questions asked. Well, we might ask where to send it, but you want us to ask that. Don't forget you can order clearance items, you can order newly arrived Star Trek items from the new movie, you can order Wolverine toys that we have in stock, you can order Joker Squad. Lots of great stuff, so check and see what we have in stock at Entertainment Earth right now, because I don't know when you're listening to this, but it's very important that you check and see what the latest updates are on our fine, fine web store, and get yourself a free mug, because what else are you going to use in a fight, because brass knuckles are illegal, but you can certainly use mugs. Not that we advocate that. So remember, get a free Star Wars mug, EntertainmentEarth.com, today, or perhaps tomorrow, but today is way better than tomorrow. Video games. This is a very good week for video game news. Well, some of the news. Nintendo Wii fans can download the Genesis title Pitfall: The Mine Adventure, as well as WiiWare Party Fun Pirate. I haven't tried that yet. DS fans, new DSi downloads include Mixed Messages, which is a telephone game, like I Am My Suit Back for Please or Purple Monkey Dishwasher. Master Evolution Express Shuffle Games is a magic trick thing, so you can learn card tricks and stuff. Also, the legendary Starfy, the fifth game in the crazy popular, well, not crazy popular, but should have been, Densetsu no Starfy series in Japan is coming out. It's like Kirby's Dream Land, but under the sea with starfish. So I'm very excited it's finally coming out because Nintendo made it, and it's great, and you'll like it too. Xbox 360 fans, you can download Outrun Online Arcade this week. I have not been able to do so due to time constraints, but I hear it's fantastic. Marvel vs. Capcom for the Xbox 360 arcade service has been revealed, as has a $150 Mad Catz Tournament Edition Fight Stick. It's a turducken of fun, because you have Marvel and Capcom, so you got Street Fighter and X-Men, and talking cactuses and horrible, horrible character select music. I just plugged in the Dreamcast one a few weeks ago, and it's awful. But it should be coming to the Xbox 360, if the rumors are right, maybe this summer or fall. So there you go. Also, site GameSetWatch.com has information on a spiritual sequel to Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on the NES. It was to be called Mike Tyson's Intergalactic Power Punch, where Mike Tyson and Don King go into space to box aliens. It never came out for the NES, but someone dumped the ROM, and now you can see it in motion. Or try it on an emulator if you believe in such things. I don't know what that is, so I won't talk about it. And Street Fighter IV fans, a championship edition has been revealed. For April 24th, you'll be able to download new exciting modes, which include replays and spectators and all kinds of stuff, but they vary by Xbox 360 and PS3, so be sure to check the press release information as to what you can expect to get on your console. That's it for this week, sports fans. I have tried to make this a quick one for you because I know how busy you are, and if you have a podcast backlog like I do, you probably need a few more hours of the day to get through everything because there's so much good stuff out there now. Toy of the Week is on hiatus this week, sorry, because I gotta go do some stuff. But you can still be our fan on Facebook or MySpace. Just look for Entertainment Earth on either service, and we will tell you exciting new things. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-A-R-T-H, that's me. You can also follow me, Adam16bit, A-D-A-M-16-B-I-T, where I will also tell you toy things. They're both great. Entertainment Earth, though, is the one you should follow if you only can do one. EntEarth, rather. I've been Adam Paulus, your amazing host. You can email me at adam.paulus@gmail.com. You can buy stuff from my employers at entertainmentearth.com, and you should, because it's good stuff. I enjoy it very much, and much of it infests my home. And I have to go now. So have a great weekend, everybody. There's a lot of great movies coming out. I hear Crank should be funny because Bai Ling apparently improvises a lot of her own stuff, so that's going to be good times. So crank up that high voltage and get D to the box office because it's good for the economy. And what else are you going to do, sit at home all weekend? So enjoy the movies. Don't forget Transformers Animated, G.I. Joe are both on this weekend, and I'll see you guys next time.